Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On the morning of October 26, hundreds gather in the Hindu temple, also known as BAPS Sri Swaminarayan Mandir, located in Savannah. They're celebrating Diwali, the biggest festival within Hindu and Indian culture. Diwali, also known as the Festival of Lights, marks the start of the new year. Friends and family gather to eat good food, listen to music, and pay their respects to Hindu gods. Sounds of drums fill the massive hall of the temple, or mandir. People walk up to the altar, which is by far the centerpiece of the room. Over 200 homemade vegetarian dishes sit aloft a set of stairs that ascend towards statues of Hindu deities. Members of the Swaminarayan Hindu sect clap and sing along to traditional songs called thal. The melodies of thal coax the gods to accept the devotees' food offerings.
What we're doing basically right now is offering lots of sweet and savory items. So by singing, we're basically convincing God to come and, like, you know, consume the items that we have prepared with love.
That's Drashti Sharma, one of the devotees of the temple. Drashti describes how the dishes at the bottom of the altar are savory, and as you go up towards the gods, the foods become sweeter. The idea there is to make life sweeter, she says. Per tradition, the temple's caretaker is supposed to light 5 candles and wave them in front of the deities. The ritual is called the Ceremony of Light, or Arti.
It's a celebration over of light over darkness, and good over evil.
The triumph of good over evil is the main theme of Diwali. The origins differ from region to region in India, but for many, the celebration is a homecoming of the Hindu god Rama after he defeats the evil god Ravana. Once the cotton wicks are lit during Arti, smoke mingles with the spices in the air. People continue to sing thal as the spirit of the gods consume all the sweet, savory, and spicy dishes laid out for them. At the end of the ritual, the food is sanctified, and now the devotees can dig in. For Drashti, she can't wait to take a bite of her favorite pastry, the gulab jamun.
It's basically like, you know, deep-fried donuts. Once you fry them, you dip them in
like sugary water
syrup, and then you just gulp it down.
Delicious food is one of the many highlights of Diwali. During the 5 days, people pray for economic prosperity, academic success, and an auspicious new year for their families. They dress in their finest traditional clothing and decorate their homes with colorful art called Rangoli. For Drashti and her husband Neil, they most look forward to coming together with people they love and care about.
Friends, families, they go to one another's houses, they offer sweets to one another, gifts to one another. So it's very a joyous festival.
Neil, a Chicago native, moved to Savannah 20 years ago. In Georgia, most of the Hindu community, which comprises more than 40,000 people, is concentrated in Metro Atlanta. Around Savannah, Neil estimates that there's about 700 to 800 Hindu households living in the area. Since 2004, the Swaminarayan Temple has served as a central gathering place here.
It brings together the devotees on a weekly assembly on Sundays, Sunday evenings.
For more than 2 decades now, more than 350 members of the Hindu sect regularly attend the services and events here. In a world where so many things are vying for your attention, Neil says it's like a North Star.
It's easy to lose culture. We are in a melting pot of a country.
Drashti says those celebrations and weekly gatherings gives her child a taste of what her life was like in India before she immigrated.
The way you celebrate it in different countries away from India obviously makes a huge difference. So that's like part of my life that I kind of felt that was missing. The values, the culture that you as parents were brought up into, we kind of want to pass it on to our children and, make them understand what the actual Hinduism is.
Diwali celebrations are just one example of how they pass Hindu traditions down. Just like those celebrating in India and in Hindu communities around the world, fireworks are set off to mark the new year. For the Savannah Morning News, this is Nancy Guan.
Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.